This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is really, really early in the recruiting process for the class of 2022. But that has not stopped Westview wide receiver Darius Clemons. He's picked up offers from Michigan State, Oregon State, a number of other programs. He visited Oregon State last week. This week, he's headed down to Eugene to check out the Ducks. He joins us now to talk about his recruitment and his Westview team. Darius, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did I pull you away from a dinner? Were you like mid-bite? Or did you finish dinner?
I wasn't mid-bite. I was just chilling with my guys. It's all good.
Okay, let's get to this first, because Westview's an exciting program. There are a number of kids, a number of athletes at that program who have a chance to be big-time prospects. Who are three or four of your teammates who you're really excited about? Obviously, everybody knows about you. You've got the offers from Michigan State and Oregon State, but I know you wanted to give some teammates a shout-out, so I wanted to give you the floor just to start this thing. Who stands out at Westview?
I think first is definitely London Smalley, just especially from my standpoint, him being a senior receiver. And starting last year, he kind of took me under his wing, helped me learn the playbook and stuff. So that was really cool. I look up to him a lot. And I'd say Aaron Jones for sure. He's a sophomore too. He's looking to have a big impact on the team this season and help us win some games. And someone on our O-line, Mills, he's our center. I think he's made huge strides this offseason as far as like his game goes. And I think he's going to help our O-line take the next step they need to take. To help our team take the next step this year.
I first saw you, I think you were going into your eighth grade year. And you were a good football player. You were really good, like middle school football player, but you were really young and you were going and competing against the top, you know, juniors and seniors in Oregon. And at times you looked a little lost, but I definitely saw flashes of you being talented. What was the thinking going to that stuff so young? Were you intimidated? Were you nervous? Or did you feel like it was a learning opportunity? And yeah, sometimes I'm going to look out of place, but overall it's better for me in the long run.
Well, a lot of the time I didn't want to go. It was my dad making me go.
Okay.
Telling me like it'll make me better in the long run. So I just kind of put my head down. I was like, I'm here now. I might as well try my best. And I don't think there's so much of me getting discouraged. It's kind of just like, dang, like, man, I hope I can be at where they are one day, you know?
And you are. And not only that, you're going into your sophomore year and you're already, are you 6'2 or 6'3 officially?
Like 6'2.5.
Okay,
that's
we'll go
like
with six.
Official measurement.
I'm glad you're honest. 6'2.5, 180 pounds, and you've run a 4.49 40-yard dash. So you are considered a 4.4 speed guy. You know how important that is. I don't know if the listeners know. If you're as big as you are and can run a 4.4, that's going to really pique the interest of college football programs. How big a deal did that become in your recruitment where as soon as that time was kind of released, your recruitment took a step up?
Well, going to this offseason, I never ran a 40 before, so I didn't know like what my time was going to be. I was like, I trained with him with my personal trainer, Aaron Woods, and he was like, you know, try going to 4.7, like, mid 4.6 will be good. And at Michigan State, I ran 4.51. Then like 2 weekends later, I ran 4.49. And I think that's what caught a lot of eyes.
It absolutely did. You went to the Northwest Showcase and people knew who you were, but you weren't a dude yet. You weren't somebody that everybody knew. And you left that and within a couple days, you had offers from Nevada, Utah State, and Oregon State. What did that mean to you after that performance to be a bona fide scholarship athlete?
It felt really good knowing that like all the hard work I've been putting in was paying off. And I just felt really blessed and fortunate to be put in this position, like to have parents that could provide me with these opportunities and have people around me that support my dreams and my aspirations.
We're talking a class of 2022. Westview wide receiver Darius Clemons already has offers from Michigan State, Oregon State, and a number of other programs. You got a chance to visit Oregon State this past weekend. They didn't win the game, but for you, it's more about building relationships and things like that. What did you think of the trip, and did you get a chance to talk to the coaching staff much?
Yeah, right when I got there, I talked with Coach Peterson, not Coach Peterson, Coach Smith and Coach Henson a little bit. And that was super nice to get to see them again. And Coach Mike Doctor toured me around a little bit and chilled with me before the game. It was super nice just like taking in like what opening day is like in the Pac-12 in Corvallis.
You've got a couple years, and maybe this is a candid question or a tough, I don't mean to put you in a tough spot here, but do you need to see, if you were going to end up going to Oregon State, would you want to see a win-loss record improvement by the time you got there, rather than, you know, the last couple of years they've been 1-11 and 2-10, would you want to see them a little closer to bowl eligible before you'd really strongly consider them, or do you feel like it's not about record, it's more about kind of fit and feel of a program?
I don't think it's more about record, but then again, I'm not close to making that decision yet right now. I think what I'm looking for is more somewhere like where like the major I want to do, like where that's available and somewhere I feel like it's the best fit for me and like maybe play early. Some of my parents feel comfortable with me going.
You were invited to Oregon Saturday Night Live camp this summer for some of the best prospects on their board. You ended up having to travel. So you are making the trip now this weekend, at least last we talked. You still making that trip?
Yeah.
Excellent. So you're visiting Oregon this weekend. What are your thoughts heading into this visit? What do you want to see on your visit to Oregon?
I'm not really sure. I go into a lot of my visits pretty open-minded, just there to have fun and maybe get to talk to a few coaches and watch a football game. I think that's probably what I'm looking forward to the most. Watching the Ducks play is always fun. But I think hopefully I can have a conversation with Coach Cristobal. And I've never had the chance to talk to him personally, so that's something I'm looking forward to as well.
I've always wondered with younger recruits, because you see it growing up and you see kids older than you and they go on recruiting visits and you see the picture on the sideline and you feel like that's cool. You see a picture of them in a uniform or with the coach and you think, man, that would be really, the first couple times, that would be really shocking. Like, I wouldn't know what to say, and I'd feel uncomfortable. I'd get excited, but I'd feel pretty uncomfortable. When you went on those first couple visits and coaches wanted you to pose or wear the uniform or do all that stuff, is it a little bit overwhelming at first?
Not really. I'm a pretty outgoing person, so I just kind of took it all in and had fun with it.
And are you pretty social? I mean, are you somebody that is pretty comfortable, you know, chatting up the coaches and all that?
Yeah, I'm a pretty social person. My teachers in school don't like that too much, but...
Well, hopefully you're still getting good grades in school. I think I saw that you had pretty good grades.
Yeah.
What other visits, or do you have any other visits you want to take here? Obviously, you visited Oregon State. You're visiting Oregon this weekend. Do you have any other visits this fall that you really are excited about possibly taking?
I know I talked to my dad about maybe going back to the Midwest and watching like a Michigan State or Ohio State game, but I don't know if that's going to be a possibility for school and like the expenses and whatnot, but I know for sure we want to go up to Seattle and watch a UW game and maybe fly out to Boise and watch a Boise State game.
You have some ties to the Midwest. It's not just randomly you're excited about Michigan State or they offered you randomly. How did your relationship with Michigan State develop, and what is your interest in the Big Ten in that region?
Well, I grew up in DeWitt, Michigan, so that's like 15 minutes from Michigan State's campus. And we had planned a family trip there at the beginning of the summer, and my dad was like, oh, you want to go to Michigan State camp? And I was like, yeah, sure, that would be fun. And one of my childhood best friends, he had a really good relationship with Michigan State coaches, and he kind of like put me on with them, like got me in connection with them like a little bit before the camp. So when I got there, they knew of me, and I just took the opportunity and made the most of it.
Awesome. What do you expect from this season from Westview? We'll get you out on this one. What are your expectations for your team this year and maybe in the coming years here?
I have really big expectations for my team, as I'm pretty sure the rest of my team does as well. Coach Atkinson, he really harped on like senior leadership this year, and a lot of our senior leaders stepped up, like London and Mills in particular, and I'm just kind of, still being a sophomore, I'm kind of like just following their lead, and I think they're going to lead us to the right place.
Excellent. Darius, thank you very much. Have fun on Friday night. Stay healthy and travel safe down to Eugene from where you're at, down to Eugene, and have a good time at that game, that Oregon-Nevada game.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.